This is the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, woof, back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily, where this podcast all about what's going on in K-State sports here on what's been a crazy week, at least for me, outside of K-State sports. Well, I'm going to try to keep it brief right here. And also, another reminder, finally, most anticipated episode yet of Triple P, now out. Wherever you get your podcast, and then we got back-to-back episodes of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly Edition, episode 91 and 92. 92 will be out tonight, prior to getting up in the morning and watching K-State women's basketball team taking on Washington State, K-State's ladies' first-round matchup in the NCAA women's tournament there in the Bridgeport region. We got more on that episode. You want to get ready for that. You can listen to that when that drops tonight. Curtis Kelly episode now out wherever you get your podcast. Wow, that was something right there. I'm not going to spoil it. That was a tremendous conversation me and Ox had with the former K-State standout basketball player. So definitely you want to download it, listen to that wherever you get your podcast. You're definitely, you're a K-State fan. Curtis had a lot of things to say, so you want to make sure you're subscribed to the Purple Project Podcast and make sure you download the episode as well. We are quickly closing in on episode 100 of the podcast and kind of some more basketball news relating to Ayoka Lee here. She was named early this week to a plethora of awards here to the United States Basketball Writers Association All-America second team earlier this week. Lee is the first USBWA All-American in the Jeff Mitty area at Kansas State and the third player in program history to receive this honor. Lee is the first Wildcat to be named USBWA All-American team. And wants to, yeah, there we go, since Kendra Wecker at the conclusion of the 04-05 season. In addition to her USBWA All-America honor, Lee was named first team All-American by The Athletic and Sports Illustrated and second team All-American by the Associated Press and is a finalist for the 2022 Lisa Leslie Award. What we have discussed on this podcast, well, mainly on the dailies, she was also named. This is kind of a recap of what she has gathered up in her junior season, her fantastic junior season. Co-Sida Academic All-American First Team. She is also a member of the 2022 Wooden Award National Ballot and a candidate for the 2021-22 Wade Trophy as well. Again, if you don't need any reminder, we're going to do it. I'm going to do it again anyway. This season, Lee is second in the Big 12 and ranks seventh in the nation in scoring average. She also is second in the Big 12 and is fifth in the nation in total points scored, sixth just under 700. She should get that on Saturday against Washington State. Lee is the only player in the nation to average 20 or more points, 10 or more rebounds, and 3 or more blocks per game. Lee is also a unanimous selection to the 2022 All-Big 12 First Team and the Big 12 All-Defensive Team. Owns a 2021-22 resume that includes a NCAA Division I record, 61 dropped against Oklahoma back in January 23rd in a Big 12 high 8 games with 30 or more points. The two-time United States Basketball Writers Association and Myers-Drysdale National Player of the Week recipient, Lee's 695 points and 286 made field goals are a new career single season highs. She is the first player in program history with 675 or more points, 300 or more rebounds, and 90 or more blocks right there as well. I could go right down the list. That's just half of her accolades this year. I'm going to stop right there because we discussed that more on episode 92 of the podcast and how Ayoka Lee and the keys to the game and how Ayoka Lee and company, Serena Sandell and company, can try to knock off Washington State and get to the second round, which if they can get past Washington State on Saturday morning, a chance for a rematch against one of their opponents this year, which is the ranked number one, the first one seed in that tournament, or not tournament, in the Bridgeport bracket, NC State. But another reminder again, folks, for those of you who want to check this game out, this will be ESPN2, 10:30 Central Time, a little bit after that tip. I'm going to be somewhere running around Aggieville, running the second race of the morning. I'm going to be doing double duty Saturday morning, the 2 mile and 10K that's going to be going down. So hopefully I should be able to catch the end of this game on the radio. So K-State will look to get a first win in quite some time in the NCAA tournament there as well. We have previews and stuff. We talk a little bit more in depth about this matchup on episode 92 of the Pearl Project Podcast. So you want to make sure you keep your eyes locked or look for it tonight when it drops as well. So if you're looking for more K-State content, hey, don't sleep on the Pearl Project Podcast. I'm telling you now, this is who I told you. I told you this week is going to be big. So we got one, Curtis Kelly, second special guest on the Pearl Project Podcast. And we got episode 92 coming up, looking towards the Washington State game in the Bridgeport Regional. First round matchup for the K-State women's basketball team goes down tomorrow morning. The Pearl Project Podcast, again, find it wherever you get your podcast. Please do that wherever you get your podcast. I'm just fired up. Obviously, for me, in this camp, I have a lot of things to say this week. Make sure you download, especially tonight's episode. Woo, I got a lot to get off my chest, but it's not K-State related. But there you go, right there. I'm going to put a clamps on my mouth on this edition of the Daily on this Friday, folks. Go Cats! This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily.